I'm Umbreesh Chaporia.
And I am Andrew Papadopoulos.
Welcome to the NFL 20 podcast.
One of the top four NFL podcasts in the greater Whetstone area.
Back to top four.
Dropped out for a while due to inactivity, but now we've been reactivated off the physically unable to pod list. And here we are, back in time for the playoffs.
Yes, and this week we're going to be discussing the playoffs that are coming up.
Yep, there's some of them.
Some of the top teams that didn't make it.
Sad times.
And the probabilities, according to my system, of each team winning the Super Bowl.
I haven't read the thing. I can see all these numbers and words and bit of colours, but I haven't read them. So it's a surprise to me too. It's going to be fresh. So yeah, where do we begin? With obituaries?
Sure. Which team do you think was the best team that got annihilated and removed from the playoffs?
The best team according to your ranking that did not make the final whatever teams. Well, you might have hinted earlier that it was the Steelers.
It is the Steelers.
Steelers with their, what was it, 8-7-1 record? No, 9-7-1 record.
They had 9.5 wins.
Oh, not enough,
not
bitches.
Not enough.
I was like, that was a very exciting end. I don't know if you saw any of it, but a very exciting end to week 17's, you know, the games. Because obviously there was the Browns ahead being, you know.
Were they? I didn't see these games. I was in Berlin at a party.
So the Bengals, well, the Steelers were playing the Bengals and they had to beat them.
Yeah.
And they did.
16-13.
Sounds like a really turdy game. But then the Ravens played the Browns in Baltimore, obviously needing to win as well. And they were up quite comfortably at one point in the game. But then Baker Mayfield did a furious comeback. Whoa. So the Ravens were up 26-24. But the Browns had the ball and they were coming down the field. But then just as they were getting to field goal range, interception! CJ Mosley, season saved. Steelers eliminated. Best thing ever.
Yeah. Awesome. So Andrew is moderately excited about the fact that the Ravens are in the.
It was fun. It was a good game, and also the fact that Steelers got knocked out at the same time. Just like
Steelers are, by my rankings, currently the number 5 ranked team in the NFL.
In the whole league.
In the whole league.
Jesus Christ! They must be above Baltimore then.
They're above Baltimore, yes. They're a better team than Baltimore, but okay. they didn't do enough to make it in. They should have beaten the Browns when they had the chance.
Well, you know what? Like,
in week
thinking,
one.
Yeah, they should have. We watched that game here too. It was a nice tie.
Thank you. I was wearing a tie.
I was just thinking that, like, yesterday, I was thinking, what if, because you know that there's been some rumours that Antonio Brown might get traded.
Yes.
I was thinking, what if the Steelers are garbage now? What if, like, Roethlisberger retires? Bell leaves, Brown leaves. Even what if Tomlin leaves? What if they're garbage? Not garbage, not as bad as, like, the whatever. The Jags, whatever.
So, you heard it here first, folks. The Steelers, moderately garbage from next season onwards.
Yeah.
Their run of being above garbage coming to a climactic end.
Climactic end, yeah, that's a good way of saying it. I mean, like, the Bengals might also be garbage now. Because
they've been garbage for years.
They've been average. But now they might be garbage.
They've been using Andy Dalton,
but now they're going to be using Hugh Jackson. They got rid of Marvin Lewis. I had a weird feeling they would do that.
But have they confirmed Hugh Jackson as their coach?
No, they haven't.
Why would they want Hugh Jackson?
I don't know, man.
Do they like stabbing themselves in the eye?
I don't know, man. I've got no idea. Anyway, we're not here to talk about the Bengals or the Steelers.
So 1 hour later, now that we've discussed everything under the sun apart from the playoffs.
AFC North is most
Let's talk about the playoffs. Okay, so another couple of teams that I think were quite highly ranked didn't make it.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings, ranked number 10 overall, one spot behind the Philadelphia Eagles, who did make it, knocking out the Vikings.
Yeah.
The Bears are currently in my system 12th, but that's mostly because they had a really terrible year last year.
Yeah.
They are the highest moving up team out of anyone. They went from 31st to 12th.
Wow, that's massive.
Which is basically impossible in the system unless you have the greatest season of all time.
Well, I guess, what was their finishing record? Was it 11 wins? Was it 10 wins? No, it was 10 wins, wasn't it?
It was 12 wins.
What? They won 12 games. 12-4.
12 games.
Crazy.
They're a good side. They're a very good side.
Yeah, they've got good defense.
Yeah, exactly. They're
Where is their defense ranked? Must be pretty high on your rank.
In my rankings, they are ranked fourth.
Fourth defense?
Yep, top four defense.
Ah, interesting. Mm. Oh, well. Is that does that also take into account sort of last year? And
it does.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of skewed, which is why the Patriots are actually in the top three, even though they're probably not playing top three right now.
Yeah, no, they're not. But anyway, they get a rest, so who knows? Mm. Billy Tricks can plan his plans. But, yeah.
And another team who's ranked 11 overall in my system, no one's been talking about them at all, Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah,
Andrew's favourite team.
Good old Falcons. Good old Falcons did a fantastic job this week, though, because they beat Tampa, which means Tampa Bay fired their inept head coach, Dirk Cutter, who's just terrible. And also, they themselves sacked their own offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisian, who infested my fantasy season last year by only giving Julio Jones like two touchdowns or something. So, well done, Atlanta. Even though they finished, whatever, 8-8 or something, they totally redeemed themselves in my eyes. So now I'm ready to go into next season with Atlanta Falcons, top of my, sort of don't support them, but would like them to win. Yeah. So yeah, those were the teams that sadly missed out. 7-9. I'm surprised the Falcons finished 7-9.
Let's talk about some of the teams that did make it.
Yeah, go on then. Yeah, we've had enough of the sadness. Let's get into the happiness. Where do you want to begin?
So let's begin at the end. Who's the most likely to win the Super Bowl?
All right. So you want me to guess who your system thinks is the most likely to win the Super Bowl right now? Mm-hmm. Is it the Saints?
It is not the Saints.
Oh, surprising to me.
It is surprising. So up until last week, the Saints were the number one ranked team in my system. They've now dropped down to third.
Mm, what did they do wrong?
They lost to... Who did they lose to last week?
Did they actually lose to Carolina?
They did, yeah.
I didn't pay any attention because...
They lost to Carolina.
There was backups playing.
Yes, there was just backups playing, but, you know, the system doesn't care.
Ingram was still playing, which just goes to show you that he needs to sit his ass down and let Kamara be the main man. But he's not going to do that, so there you go.
Sure.
all right then. In that case, how about the Patriots?
Tis the Patriots.
Ah, again!
So the Patriots, as always, they've somehow clawed their way back up to the number one ranked team in my system.
By battering the Jets, who were not trying.
Their probability is 26% to win Super Bowl.
It's crazy high.
The Saints are second with the 23%, and the Chiefs were 22%.
Oh, okay. That seems pretty solid.
The Rams have an 8% chance of winning.
Are they fourth?
Because of their extremely low home advantage in my system. Because last year their home advantage was terrible, and that was the first year in the stadium.
So they have the home field again this year, don't they?
The Saints are the number one seed in NFC, and then the Rams are second. So the Rams will get at least one home game, possibly two.
Possibly two. All right. Seems good. Patriots again.
As always.
I don't think they'll win.
Any other teams you're interested in? Who is your favorite team?
Like the team that I think is going to win.
Your actual favorite team.
That meets the cross-section of who I think is going to win and who I'd also like to win would be the Saints.
But your favorite team is the Ravens.
My favorite team is the Ravens. I think they'll be... near the bottom.
They currently have a 4% chance of winning, which is quite near the top.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. But I guess
so it's about the middle. So the thing is, right now it's quite hard to say because four teams have a bye, which gives them a huge advantage.
It does. Yeah.
They're effectively all the other teams have a game to go, which at best is like a 64% chance of winning, which is ironically enough to the Ravens. Against the Chargers because the Ravens' home advantage is so ridiculous.
Come die in Maryland. But the playoffs is fun though because I think like once you get to that point, like because you're playing, you know, you don't know exactly who you're going to be playing each week, like unlike the regular season where you know exactly who you're playing. So like, I feel like it becomes a lot more kind of like dependent on like player quality but also coach quality as well. So if you're in a playoffs but your head coach is maybe not that savvy, I think it's a big disadvantage. Big disadvantage. Also inexperience. Big killer. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Someone inexperienced like, I don't know, like Lamar Jackson.
Exactly, yeah. Although the coaching staff is pretty decent. I mean, like, I'm sure people like the Rams might be okay, but were the Rams in the playoffs last year?
They were.
They lost in the first game, didn't they? I feel like they lost in the first game.
I can't remember now. I can check, but they lost at some point pretty early on.
Yeah.
The Jags and Titans were in the playoffs as well last year.
Oh, is that what you meant when you said earlier that there are no monumentally garbage teams in the playoffs this year?
The Jags weren't garbage. I finished that sentence now. Because the Titans... And the Bills were in the playoffs last year as well.
Oh, yeah. That was like...
It was just a terrible injustice to the gods of football.
Now that's what I call garbage. Well, there you go. So, first game chronologically in this playoff clutch is going to be the Colts game.
Yeah.
At Texans, I think.
At the Texans, yeah. So it's a division game again.
Yeah, so they played each other like 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And who have you got?
I've got the Texans have a 63% chance of winning.
Really? Man, I would go for the Colts in that game.
You'd go for the Colts, even though they're away from home.
Yeah, I would. I think the Colts have a pretty good O-line, and I think they're the better quarterback, clearly. And I don't know why, but like every time I look this up, T.Y. Hilton seems to have really big games against the Texans. They seem to just not recognize him as being a player. So, like,
He's actually not. They get confused by his name.
They think he's a hotel. Yeah. They see his name on the team sheet, and that's where we're staying, right?
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's a tarantula.
Well... No, I mean, last time they played, he had like 200 yards receiving.
Standard.
It's not standard. He isn't that good a year. He basically gets loads of his stats off of the Texans games in the last couple of seasons. I mean, like, I'm not saying he's not good, but I'm saying like the Texans, for some reason, they just don't seem to be able to handle this guy. So I think the Colts, I don't know, like, they have a pretty... Do they have a good run defense? But it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, Houston's running isn't fantastic with Lamar Miller.
Yes.
Not having an amazing season.
It's a bit bleh.
Yeah. And speaking of bleh, we've got Alfred Bleh also running for them.
Zing. Very good. But like, yeah, I don't get... I think the Texans are the betting favourite in that game, aren't they?
They are.
But I think, but like...
only by a point, whereas I've got them to win by about 4 points.
So, oh, right. So you've got them more favoured by even more.
Yes.
So if they're the betting favourite by a point, that means that the bookies think the Colts are actually better.
But they're not at home.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. The result is not on a neutral ground. The result's in the...
I'm not sure what to think of Frank Reich.
So on my rankings...
Is he smarter than O'Brien? I'm not sure.
So in my rankings, I've got the Texans ranked 15th and the Colts 16th.
Oh.
So they're pretty similar by my books as well. But the home advantage tips the Texans... to win.
I'm gonna go with Andrew Luck. I think he'll just be,
because you just love his name.
He'll just pull something out. Maybe his penis. No, he'll pull out his magic tricks. I think he's gonna find a way to win. I think the Texans, I cannot believe they've won so many games.
They're a good side. I mean, they gave me a lot of money by winning all these games.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
I'm glad for you.
My betting went very successfully in the end.
On the Texans? Oh, that's good.
Not just the Texans, the Ravens and the Chiefs.
I'm doing the slam dunk gesture. Yeah. With two hands.
It is only the Washingtons who truly, who monumentally let me down.
Right, and they were awful.
Yeah.
They had basically the worst season you possibly have.
Not in the beginning.
Quarterback broke his leg, everything.
Yeah, gone, and the gone backup pop. Quarterback broke his ankle.
Gone to pop. Mm-hmm. Sanchez. Sanchez is here.
On the plus side, he didn't butt fumble.
Poor guy.
So another game that we have is Seattle at Dallas. Who have you got for that one?
Seattle, Dallas. Yeah, this is another one where I think what I was saying earlier about the sort of intangible, perhaps unquantifiable factor of coach goodness comes into play. Because I still don't think Jason Garrett's all that. I still think he's always good for some sort of blunder. And like Pete Carroll occasionally
faith
makes
in his blunder ability.
Exactly. I think Pete Carroll makes the occasional sort of blunder, but overall, if I had to pick between like, you know, trusting Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson with my life and trusting Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott with my life, I would definitely trust Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson with my life. Which is why I think the Seahawks will find a way to win. This is in Dallas, isn't it?
This is in Dallas.
Oh, I'm gonna go to the road team again.
So the bookies have Dallas to win by 1.5 points. But I also have Seattle to win by 3 points. well, 2 points, 2.9 points.
All right. Well, there you go.
So we're both going for Seattle, in that game.
The main man, KJ Wright, is back. So another defender for Seattle to use, which they could use. They definitely need him.
So now we come to the most terrible and unimportant game of all. The Los Angeles Chargers and the Baltimore Ravens.
Right. And this is a game where I'm super torn because obviously I want Baltimore to win. And they did beat the Chargers in LA. Like, was it 2 weeks ago?
It was week 16.
Yeah, week 16, exactly. But I don't know, man. Like, I just, yeah. Is it an advantage? I'm trying to figure out where the advantage lies. Obviously, there is one big advantage in Baltimore's favor in that, for some reason, the Chargers, despite being 12-4, they have to go and play on the other side of the country in a really early kickoff. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Baltimore's a tough place to play anyway.
It is very tough.
So,
is it the toughest, according to your system?
It is the toughest.
Oh, welcome to hell. Welcome to hell, Philip.
I mean, it is quite a nasty place anyway. Otherwise, the wire wouldn't be set if it was like all roses and fairies.
Right, sure. Touché. But it's a charm city. It's a charm city. But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, that's somewhat of an advantage. I don't know how big a deal that is. Because can't they just kind of, like, do they fly out? Like the day before the game or something?
By the way, it's not the biggest home advantage. It's one of the biggest.
Oh, okay.
Ironically enough, the Chargers have one of the biggest as well.
Do they fly?
I think they might fly beforehand. I'm not really sure, to be honest. I haven't played in the NFL for several years now.
Sure. Yeah. But like, surely you can negate that whole time difference thing by just getting there like 2 days early.
So what a lot of teams do, genuinely though, even though I haven't played in the NFL... is they set their schedule to the local time of Baltimore a week before the game. So right now, when they're doing their training, they will be training much earlier than normal. They'll be waking up early and they'll be sleeping early to try to get used to the time zone that they're going to be playing the game in.
Yeah, to get their body peaking at the right time.
Yeah, got to acclimatize.
Exactly, as opposed to sort of feeling tired. Although it's probably nowhere near as cold in San Diego as it is in Baltimore.
That is unlikely, also irrelevant, given that they're in LA, not San Diego anymore.
Oh, fucking whatever. Jesus. Same thing, basically.
It basically is. San Diego's slightly warmer.
Right? Play with ice packs sort of strapped around their thighs or whatever like that. It's like, boys, we're outside, M&T Bank Stadium, feel it.
It's the old trick you do is you get the bucket of ice and water, you dip your hands in before you catch the ball or run with it or anything or throw the ball.
Not
fun. It's not fun.
Yeah. Do you do this with Frisbee?
Not with the icy bucket, no.
Oh.
Rubbed oil in our hands to make the Frisbee more slippery, simulating the rain of Hong Kong.
Oh, right. That oil is way slippery than rain. Oil is insane. Oil is like, literally, you can't catch.
Yes, I know.
How do you do it then? You have to get your hand behind the disc as it's coming into you like that. You presumably can't catch it like that.
You catch two-handed instead.
Oh, okay. Sure, fine. Fair enough. What if you want to do a world's greatest? Using up all my Frisbee terminology. Yeah. It's gone now. It's finished.
It's all right. So Andrew has been educated in two things in Frisbee.
There's also the hammer.
Oh, there is the hammer, yes.
There's the hammer, which everyone's always very impressed when I pull out the word, that is. So universe's greatest is something I just made up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's when you're falling out of bounds. You don't touch the ground. You get the Frisbee. You chuck it into the end zone for a game-winning score. That's the universe's greatest.
Cool. That would actually be what it is. I bet there are people out there saying that definitely exists, and that's what it means.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
There you go. We should scan YouTube for footage of that. But so back to the Ravens game. Obviously Rivers is a way better quarterback than Jackson. Don't believe in Jackson yet. I don't.
You believe in Flacco.
No, I wouldn't.
No one believes in Flacco because he sucks.
Yeah.
Why would you believe in him?
Do you think you said that you think they'll cut him this year but then re-sign him.
So it's not cut him. His contract is finishing, right?
I think it's 1 year left.
Yeah, they'll probably cut him then. So the problem is that his contract from when he won the Super Bowl in that offseason, they gave him an enormous contract.
It's massive.
He's getting like $20 million a year. And he's fine, but he's not a $20 million a year quarterback.
So, anyway, you don't roll with Flacco all of a sudden. Everyone's hyped about Lamar Jackson. I saw him on NFL Network the other day talking to Deion Sanders, doing their whole, you know, wearing a baseball cap inside, talking about how good they are.
I do find it amusing, though, that all these other coaches, like, all these coaches are like, yeah, I'm going to play old school football. We're gonna run the ball. And all of them turn around and throw the ball in 60% of snaps. And the Ravens are actually doing it. And they, like, John Harbaugh hasn't talked about it at all.
Yes.
And he's just like, we're just going to play whatever we can. And then, you know, he's got this dynamic quarterback who's running around. And
he's blow ball. He can only make 3 different throws, though. So it limits you a little bit.
But I didn't know he could make that many.
It is like 1930s football.
Do you mean like 3 throws, including one of them being an interception?
Oh, what a bitch thing to say. Anyway, yeah, it is like 1930s football, except, of course, the quarterback is black. So, racially inaccurate for the 30s. But other than that, it's exactly what it is, which I'm fine with. I like that sort of football. You know, when I play Madden, you know, what about running that football?
It's true. We've seen you try to pass in Madden. It is not a successful thing.
It's not easy. It's not easy to do. So you get the football and you just run it. But obviously, at some point, when you're playing Rivers, you might have to throw it. You might have to, and then what happens?
Yeah,
and the Chargers' defense isn't bad.
That's really interesting. I guess if Baltimore find themselves in a hole,
no,
it might be really tough to come back.
It's just going to be fly or die time for Lamar Jackson. Or he can just bust a 90-yard run. It's like, whatever, son of a bitch. I'm gone.
Well, so who do you reckon will win then?
It's really tough, man. Big admirer of Rivers. Much prefer to have a quarterback like Rivers as opposed to a quarterback like Jackson, although he's just a rookie. I'm going to have to plump for my Ravens, but it's just so close.
Okay. The bookies have the Ravens by 3 points. I have the Ravens by 4 points.
Ah,
it's actually the most one-sided game of the weekend.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
It's not very one-sided at all because it's playoff time. And as we established earlier, there are no chump teams. Only good teams allowed, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, so you're going to go for the Ravens as well?
Yeah.
Will you be putting money on them?
No.
Okay, good idea. Because, you know, that's a very risky game. I would not be surprised with any outcome, apart from a massive Baltimore blowout win.
I wouldn't be that surprised with that either. Let's move on to the final game of the coming weekend, which is Philadelphia at Chicago.
Yeah, this is another very... This is a game that could go many different ways. Got Magic Foles, he's back. Yes. Magic Foles, he's in.
The man who somehow manages to throw no interceptions ever, especially during the playoffs.
And yet still, people don't really rate him.
Yeah, because he's not that good.
He's clutch. He's a clutch man, but he's a clutch made of wood.
Apparently, he's got the highest quarterback rating in the playoffs.
Oh, really?
Out of anyone in the Super Bowl era.
That's ridiculous.
Better than Tom Brady, better than Joe Mountain.
Did you hear about his $1 million bonus that he just missed out on because of snaps?
Did he miss out on it?
Yeah, he was going to get $1 million bonus for making the playoffs if he played a third of the team's offensive snaps in the season, but he was like 4 snaps short.
should have just hurried the game at the end and like, no, come on, we got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're winning. We don't
you
need to.
Been like, why is he doing hurry up? Why is he keep doing the huddling symbol? Why, like, no, it was like out of like 1,000 snaps or something like that, 1,050.
Yeah.
He played like 357 or something, and he needed like 361.
Wow. He's also got, I believe, in his contract $500,000 per playoff game and multiple million if they win the Super Bowl.
Well, I'll bet.
Which, I if I was a Philadelphia owner or even a fan, I'd be like, I'm happy to pay it. Get me another fucking ring.
Get yourself another ring, Nick. It's going to be like LeGarrette Blount, only even more because he's a quarterback. Hell.
Who's that guy who made that speech with the ridiculous outfit?
Jason Kelsey.
Jason Kelsey, yes.
Is it Jason? It's not Travis Kelsey.
It's not Travis Kelsey, no. I think it is Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get Jason Kelsey a mic again.
The leprechaun outfit. He's going to yell himself hoarse once more, talking about how everyone thought, well, they are kind of, they are, it's funny, they actually are kind of in the same sort of position as they were last year, despite being the defending champions.
They're the 6th seed coming in, and they had to win 5 out of 6 games, or was it 5 in a row to get in?
I don't know. But were, hey.
Everyone wrote them off, including myself, from having a chance of making this playoffs.
Yeah.
So
they finished 9-7 and they just sort of snuck in. Just ahead of the Steelers. Well, you know, different.
From my system, they're actually ranked number 9, which is not that bad.
Yes, for you. It's pretty high.
It's above the Bears.
Oh, really?
Well,
yeah.
Both of them, they're like
12th.
The Eagles were ranked number 2 at the end of last year, and the Bears 31. They're like diametrically opposite teams, which meant that regardless of how, if they both had equally good seasons, the Eagles would still be far ahead of the Bears are right now.
Right, sure.
Because it takes a weighting of last season in.
Yeah. Well, who knows, man? Like, with this one, it's like, again, it's really tough to say. I mean, on paper, you could say the Bears have the defense. A lot of people think they have the best defense in the NFL.
The D is exciting.
It's the Ravens. But the Bears. And
it
so,
actually
like,
is the Ravens.
And it is in Chicago, right?
Yes.
This game. Very exciting times for Chicago. They haven't seen a playoff game there for a little while, have they?
About 8 years. Yeah. 7 years. 7 years, I think.
Mm. So that's nice for them.
Back when they still had Jay Cutler.
Really? Jeez. Time. But now it's Magic Mitch. What will he do?
Hopefully.
Everyone thinks this comes down to basically, will Mitch Trubisky
get injured again? Poop himself.
Will he poop himself? That's what everyone thinks. But I don't think he'll poop himself, and I think they'll win.
Okay. The bookies actually have Chicago to win by 6 points.
Massive.
Huge favourites, yeah. Whereas I reckon it's about half a point. I think it's super close.
All right, okay. Yeah, I'm not like super 100% confident in Mitch, but...
Well, my system thinks it's super close. I'm less convinced, actually. I think Chicago are a really good side.
You mean you're having a different opinion from your machine?
No, I'm not. I am the machine.
Exactly. But, okay, it's good to see that you still maintain some independence there. Slight independence, obviously.
For now.
For now. You have not assimilated fully. I mean, the thing with obviously the Bears is, you know, they got it's their time, isn't it? Do you think they're going to, Khalil Mack all week, he's going to be like absolutely yelling the shit out of everyone. He's going to be like, come on, let's eat them alive. And I don't really like Nick Foles. I think he's fine, but
yeah.
It's just funny at this point how he keeps getting all these great sort of statistical achievements. Obviously winning them.
Khalil Mack seems to be the difference maker. He seems to have an enormous impact on the Bears. And
well worth
Oakland,
that first
Oakland
round
must
pick.
Be delighted that they gave it away. Give him away. Just be like, no, don't want him. Don't want him. We don't want to do well.
I mean, they've done an ambush job for it. They've traded away their assets for first round picks.
You got 3 first round picks.
3 first round picks.
Yeah.
There you go. For new GM Mike Milk to play around with. But I kind of, I don't know, I've got a friend who supports the Eagles, but at the same time,
you already picked
fun.
The Bears, man. You already picked the Bears.
I've already picked the Bears. So I'm not going to change.
Yeah.
So using our predictions of what, because I think we agreed on all of them, didn't we?
Not all of them. We disagree.
Oh, you disagree on the Colts.
On the Colts.
Okay. Well, apart from that, so who have we got then playing whom next week, assuming that our predictions come true?
So, I mean, on the AFC side, it makes it a bit more complicated. On the NFC, very straightforward. The Saints would play the Seahawks. And the Rams would play the Bears.
Right. Rams-Bears.
Or Bears-Rams in American terms.
Bears at Rams.
Bears at Rams. Seahawks at Saints.
Oh. Godlike. That would be a godlike
They would
fixture.
Both be fantastic games to watch.
They would be great games to watch. Especially Seahawks.
Saints. Yeah.
That'd be immense.
And on the other side, assuming that I am correct, which of course is logical.
Which of course you will be.
The Ravens will play at the Chiefs and the Texans at the Patriots.
I'd much rather play the Patriots if I was the Ravens.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm crazy saying that.
You are always crazy, don't worry.
Okay, sure.
I don't think either team is easy. The Chiefs and the Patriots are both on stellar form.
Yeah. Well, the Patriots aren't exactly on stellar form. Didn't they lose to Miami a couple of weeks ago?
They're on stellar form. Provided that you don't mind Rob Gronkowski tripping. He clearly tripped, which is why he didn't manage to get that tackle.
So, there you have it. That's who we've got. We've got Ambrose's system is picking Texans, Seahawks, Bears, and the other team.
The Ravens. Also known as the other team. The team that Andrew never remembers.
You've got mostly home teams then.
And I've got the Patriots, then maybe the Patriots, Saints, and Chiefs, all with about the same probability of winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Poor Rams. I was genuinely tempted to go for all the road teams when I was looking when I was looking through these four games.
That's but then, ambitious.
But as it is, I've only gone for two.
Two road teams. You went for Indianapolis and Seattle.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Basically, you went for a road Saturday and home Sunday.
You know what? Like, I could totally see the road teams though, just doing it.
Especially LA.
It's totally possible. But yeah, what can you say? At least we're lucky that we've got, you know, four good games between eight good teams, and they're all pretty close affairs. And a couple of them are like repeats of like things that we saw like a few weeks ago. So that adds an extra level of spice. So like Texans Colts, to repeat.
Sure.
Blowout win. Well, it wasn't a blowout, but the Colts got a lot of yards. And you know, the Ravens got the Chargers in that chokehold, didn't they? You know, over in LA, they're just like punching him in the face, being like, "What you gonna do, bitch?"
Yeah, couldn't do it. Many people expected that. Couldn't do it. Except my system.
Oh, really? Did you predict the Ravens to win in LA?
I don't think I did. But I think I predicted the Ravens to win the division.
Oh, very good.
Which
got you, netted you by half a game, a handsome amount of gold.
£190.
Boom.
I'd have got about £60 if the Steelers had won. So,
it was all good. Well, that division is set to be exciting for years to come. Thanks to Lamar. Hopefully he becomes a proper quarterback. And Baker Mayfield. What if the Browns became the best team in that division?
It is inevitable, given the NFL's weird rubber banding system. At some point, the Browns will become the best team in the division. We would like to, as usual, thank Order 66 for providing our music. And I believe they no longer exist.
So, what?
Yeah.
Well, we are keeping their memory alive for posterity.
Yes. And I believe Tom has been training hard, so I hope he's... I wish him well with his frisbeeness.
Absolutely. Don't forget to oil that disc up.
And don't forget, you can email us at nfl20pod@gmail.com. Which leads me to ask, Andrew, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm going to say the Saints.
Oh, he's gone for a real answer.
I've gone for a real answer. I should have said the Ravens. Sorry.